Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is a special welcome to the Queen of Travel to Italy, the founder of Donna Franca Tours, Donna Franca. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you to you, and thank you for the lovely compliment.
Oh, for sure. We've heard your name spoken around our house for forever. And always the most popular, positive way. Donna, where were you born?
And I was born in Rome, Italy.
Oh, wonderful. How long did you live there?
Well, I lived there until I got married. I was 23 years old when I got married and came to the United States.
Oh, and when was that? When
it was in 1955.
Wow. How did your knowledge and passion for Italy evolve into Donna Franca Tours?
Well, it's a long story, but, I think that was my destiny. When I came as a young bride, I arrived to Boston, and with my mother-in-law one day, I went downtown Boston to purchase my bedroom set because I was setting up my new home.
Uh-huh.
And in the Italian quarter of North End, there were a lot of Italian names, and among many stores, and in one of these stores, it not immediately, something made me look at that sign. The name was Lucozzi Travel. And so I asked my mother-in-law, I said, I would like to go inside and ask if they have a part-time job for me, because I don't want to be home doing nothing. You know, I am active person. And so I went in, and I asked to speak with the manager, and I explained to him that I just came from Italy, that I knew English, I could write and read, and I could type, because at that time there were no computers, but I could type. And if he needed a secretary or someone to help him in the office, I'd be available. So at that time, he told me, I'm all set, I don't need anybody, but give me your phone number and I will call you if I need you. And so after 2 weeks, I got a call. And I went to work for this Lucozzi Travel, who at that time was not really a full-appointed travel agency. They only had the appointment to send people by boat to Italy. And so I learned to make orders of a round-trip ticket by boat to Italy. And also, I was translating lots of documents for the owner of the company that was also not a republic, and he was doing a lot of filling up papers for people that they want to apply for a visa and join their relatives here in Boston.
Now, was your husband...
Was doing lots of immigration papers.
Was your husband Italian or American?
No, my husband is an American.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, what year did you actually found your company?
Well,
I mean, after that experience.
I started then I went to work for a bank. Then I went back to work for this travel company after I had my four children. And one day the owner of the company sent for me because I had quit the job and I was working in the meantime in a bank, an Italian bank, which was paying me more money, more salary. So, but the owner of the travel called me and said, you know, I am very sick, I'm going to die, and I would like to give you the opportunity to purchase my company. And I said to him, but I don't have any money to buy your company. And, think about it. I give you a good break. You can buy my company for $8,000. So at that time, my mother was visiting me. Every time I had a child, my mother would come and help me with the children. So I went home and I said, Mother, guess what? I got this offer. What do you think? How can I ever run a business with four children? And she said to me, and also, I don't have the money. How can I do it? And so she said to me, well, don't worry. Why don't we ask your father for the money? Maybe he will help you out.
Smart lady.
So we did.
Smart lady.
Yeah, smart lady. So we did, and my father did help me, and I purchased that company that was General Travel. At that time, it was just a retail company.
You know, from what you've been telling me, it sounds like bank money going by ship at that time was first class was expensive. I mean, it wasn't like today where, you know, you have $4.99 for 7 nights.
So
right away you were almost thrust into the more elegant part of the travel industry.
That's what I said. By destiny, I think I found myself in that situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What year was that?
I 67. Purchased the agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donna, what makes Donna Franca Tours different from other companies who offer tours to Italy?
The knowledge for the country, pride to do it, to do the job well, and great, great love for my country.
Oh, that comes across. Across for sure.
Yes, they're the three ingredients that make me try to make me do the best job I can. And also, you know, I have in my office for the last 35 years, my own son, my oldest son, working with me. And I was teaching him the way to run a business, my way of dealing with clients, my way of putting together vacations. And we had a lot of differences of opinion because a new generation, different generation. But, you know, at the end, he finally understood that my way was the right way, not because I was dictating it, but because that's the only way to do it.
Donna, who is your client? Who are the travelers that seek out the services
lately,
of your company?
Lately, you know, after the horrible incident of the tower, the travel industry has changed. We were selling lots of groups before. We were moving 150 people each week on tours, on set-up tours with set-up dates and set-up dates of departure and return. But then after that horrible incident of the towers, in New York, people changed their way of travel, and they didn't want to travel in groups anymore. So I understood even a little bit before that happened that by answering the phone, the people more and more wanted to do their own thing. The upscale clients, they didn't want to join a group with a set up itinerary, with set up hotels, with already prearranged meals. They want something very special, something that they wanted to do. They want to depart the day that they want to depart. They want to stay how long they want to stay. They wanted to go to the class of hotel that they were used to go to and have meals in very special restaurants, or have no meals at all, and that would be on their own independent arrangement.
I understand that. All right, listen, can you hold on just a second? We have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So just stand by. Thank you.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's New Year's Eve at Symphony Hall in Boston with band leader extraordinaire Bo Winokur and the Boston Pop Swing Orchestra. Doors open at 8 p.m. The concert begins at 10. Dance the night away. Tickets at bostonpops.org or please call 888-266-1200.
We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. For Lottie, oh, Egan Tade, oh, oh.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrilled to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Mark Abrams pitching in for Stephanie today. And we're talking with Donna Franca, the founder of Donna Franca Tours. Hi there, Donna. Are you back?
I am here.
Okay. Stephanie Abrams says that when she was a travel agent, the agency worked and always preferred to sell their clients Donna Franca Tours, even though there were other tour operators, and many were cheaper, but none were better. And their focus was on keeping clients very happy so they would come back to them, and using Donna Franca Tours assured that.
That's the secret.
I bet it is. Service is so important today, I
absolutely
tell you.
Absolutely. You know, when you said to me that I am the queen of the tour operators for Italy, I want to tell you that in order to become a queen and last a long time and be in charge of your kingdom, you have to perform and you have to give the best of yourself. And that's what I've been doing for the last more than 50 years now, to give the best of myself, best knowledge, best service, best advice to my clients, make sure that we are following their wish, that we can put together a vacation according to their budget, according to their interests. And it's when you go to a travel agent and you want to purchase a vacation, it's just like going to a doctor and asking to the doctor, what is the best diet for me, doctor, to stay healthy, and the doctor will give you a diet. Well, a tour operator like me is giving the advice to the client, what would be the best for them, what is the best investment that they can make it, what are the best places to visit, is that their first time to Italy, then they definitely have to see the visit the city of culture.
Yeah, like for sure.
You know, Venice.
It's funny because
time, maybe they can go and see the lovely places and stop a little more on the back roads of our country. So, you see, we custom design vacation according to what they really want and what the interest is.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was going to say that most people have been to Italy, have been to Rome, Florence, Venice, maybe Naples to visit Pompeii,
yeah,
and Vesuvius,
yeah,
maybe the Amalfi Coast.
The Amalfi Coast.
But Italy is such a big country. What are the treasures of Italy that those who think they've seen the country have missed?
That's right. There are some areas that still the Americans are not familiar with. this year, in 2016, we are going to promote, for instance, a region of Italy, which is very beautiful, the region of Puglia, which is in the south. And there is so much art in Puglia that you won't believe it. Beautiful Baroque art, which is not knowledgeable to the average American. They don't even know that we have it. The food is delicious. The hotels are beautiful. There are lovely sandy beaches. But nobody ever talks about Puglia. Nobody thinks that they should travel there. So it's up to us to start to promote regions in areas of Italy that are unknown, because, you know, you can still go and see Rome, Florence, and Venice, but extend your stay and see something that you never have seen before.
Well, what is it, you know, that makes Italy so unique on the planet? It's such a wonderful country. But there's got to be those couple of points in your mind that just puts it right up at the top.
Well, Italy has a wonderful climate all year round. Italy has delicious food and wine. Italy has, the most beautiful art treasure in Rome, Florence, Venice. We have the Pope. We have only one Venice. There is only one Venice in all the world is in Italy. We have the Pope in Rome and St. Peter, and the other country do not have it. We have so many. We have the island of Capri, the enchanted island of Capri, that no one else has it. We have a treasure of everything that you need to know and to enjoy.
Well, you know, Stephanie and I have traveled to Italy many times, but I think you're making me salivate for another trip back. I wish you could hold us by the hand and take us there.
Oh, I wish I could do it.
You know, there was a time when people were happy just to go places and see things from which the word sightseeing came into being.
Yeah.
But today, more and more people want to be able to actually participate in experiences while traveling.
Oh, yes.
So that they aren't just a spectator, but a participant in the process
right.
of the visit.
You know how many people they want to go to Italy now and take culinary lessons because they want to learn how to cook and to learn our recipes? You know, Italy is divided in regions, and each region has its own specialty. So the Americans, here in local restaurants in a big city like New York, Boston, Chicago, they do go to different restaurants and they try some different specialties. And therefore, they get that kind of interest in wanting to learn how to prepare the special dinner that they order it.
Now, in your tours, is it possible to integrate into the tour those kinds of requests?
Remember that my tours, they're not tours. My tours are vacations. My client can leave any day they want. They can choose their destination in Italy. They can stay as long as they want. We don't tell them you have to leave on June 10 and come back June 20. They will tell us, I want to leave on this day and return on this day. What can you give me among the days that I am in Italy, and this is my budget? Put together for us an itinerary and present it to us, and then we will decide what to do. And that's what we've been doing. We custom design different vacations after we have spoken with the client and learned what they really have in mind, what they want to do during their vacation. And after that, we put together our, it's not a tour because it's an independent arrangement.
I understand that. Listen, we're going to have to take another quick break, so
sure.
Just hold on, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Join conductor Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops in a performance filled with holiday music favorites, the traditional pop sing-along, and a visit from Santa Claus himself. The magical atmosphere of Boston's world-famous Symphony Hall, beautifully decorated to evoke all the spirit and charm of the season, add to the fun. Tickets are on sale now at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
Via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi, neanche questi fiori azzurri. Via, via, neanche questo tempo grigio, pieno di musica.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Mark Abrams pitching in for Stephanie Abrams, who's been stricken with a case of laryngitis. And we're talking with Donna Franca, founder of Donna Franca Tours. Donna, you sent Stephanie a link to a video recently produced with Rachel Ray. Can you give us some background on how that came to be and a little bit about it?
Let me tell you, 10 years ago, we handled Rachel Ray weddings in Montalcino, Tuscany. We were the ones that make all the arrangements for the wedding. And since then, Rachel and her family are traveling with us because they were extremely happy. And each year, they, especially the mother, Rachel's mother, and the sister and the brother are traveling with us in different parts of Italy and also of Europe. This year, early September, the mother called me, and she only wants to talk to me, and she wants only my advice, and she wants only me to put together a vacation for her.
Well, that's because you're the queen, obviously.
So she called me, and she said, you know, I'm a little bit afraid of traveling because what's happening in the world, you know, a lot of terrorist attacks here and there, and I am,
Yes,
and I said to her, don't worry, you know, you can travel to Italy, you go first class, there is no fear, you should go, enjoy life now that you can. And then I said, you know, I watch your Rachel all the time on TV when I have the time to be home, and I really would like to go on a show and challenge her, because I can prepare a meal in 20 minutes. She says that she prepares a meal in half an hour. I can do it in 20 minutes. So she said, I will talk to my daughter, and you will come to Rachel's show. I promise you. The same day, same afternoon, late afternoon, Rachel called me. And she said, oh, you want to challenge me? Okay, you're welcome to come and challenge me. And when can you come? I said, you tell me when you want me to be there. So I had to go to New York twice, first to see what she was doing, how she was doing it, and then the second time to do my cooking with her.
That's what I did.
And also, you know, she gave away 4 trips to Italy. And we put together the package, which is the beautiful Etruscan culinary adventure. It's 5 nights in a little village in Tuscany called Cetona, a middle-aged village with little narrow streets, with the main piazza like the little towns have, and the little shops in the square. Two cafes where the local people sit down and play cards. Anyway, we gave this trip away because we sent lots of clients, and they love the idea to be in a place like that, away from the bustling noise of the cities, the traffic jams, the lines of people. there is like a little paradise.
Absolutely. You know, Stephanie and I have the same feeling.
Yeah.
We want to get out of the big cities. We want to get to meet the people, to eat where the people eat.
That's right.
Yeah. How much of an influence do you think food and wine on travelers' decisions to choose Italy as a destination makes?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. You know, more and more, as I said to you, people are looking to have, with their travel arrangement, always something to do with the culinary arts, so maybe wine tasting, and we take them to private wine estates where they can visit the grounds of this beautiful area, beautiful castles, or beautiful villas surrounded by vineyards, and then they have their own local cellar where they give wine tasting. So people love something like this and, you know, enjoy a lovely afternoon at their own pace without rushing around, having a good lunch, good wine. So more and more we are seeing that we have to design package with in mind the lovers of food and wine, which are more and more coming out every day. More people like to do things that are related to food and wine.
And Italy has had that reputation forever.
Everything, that's right.
Forever. What other special interest requests have you seen people wanting to be part of the travels to Italy, other than the things that have been in the past? Are there new things that people want to see?
Well, you know, in Italy, many people go scuba diving.
Really?
Huh. Yes, there are some areas in Puntala, in the Argentario, or down to Sicily, where they can go scuba diving. And there are also spa. There are some beautiful spa outside Venice in Abano Terme, where mostly these areas were known by the Germans. But more and more now the Americans discover them. And they go to these luxurious hotels. They spend a week, 10 days. They do their own, program. You are visited by a doctor.
Are they focused more on beauty or health and wellness?
No, health.
Health and wellness, yeah.
Health, yes.
Yeah, I guess so many of those Italian women are so beautiful, they just don't have to...
Yeah, well, the Italian women are taking good care of themselves. You know that, for instance, in here, most of the girls wash their own hair, blow and dry their own hair. In Italy, every lady goes to the hairdresser once a week. And she has the hair professionally washed and set it up by an hairdresser. The young generation, of course, washes their own hair. But to tell you that the tradition of the married women or the middle-aged women is to go to an hairdresser once a week.
Yeah, now they do. Years ago, the unmarried women were gorgeous and slim and fashionable, and the married women let themselves go. But that's not the way it is today, is it?
No. Things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember a young Sophia Loren. Loved her.
Yeah. You know that before I came here, I was a school teacher. In fact, I graduated from college, and I got a degree in teaching just a year before I got married. And the year that I got married was my first year that I was teaching. And among my students, I had girls, four grade girls. One of the daughters was the daughter of the hairdresser of Sophia Loren.
Really?
The name was Ricardo, and used to have a shop on Via Veneto. So naturally, the father would say to me, Miss Franzaroli, when you need to come to an hairdresser, please come to me. I'd be very happy to do your hair. And so one day I went there, and Sophia Loren was there. She used the same address. And I could see this beautiful woman, you know, very close to me, getting hair done.
Oh, la la.
Yeah, yeah.
She's also very tall, isn't she?
Well, not really.
No?
That's what I was very surprised. Now everybody, you know, with age shrinks a little bit. But at that time, I think she was about 5'4", 5'5".
No kidding.
No more than that, yeah.
Well, listen, this is Mark Abrams filling in for an ailing Stephanie Abrams talking to Donna Franca. And we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to ask you about travelers to Italy who are going for the first time. What do you recommend they be sure to visit and how many days that they need? So stand by. We'll be right back.
Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams. When the
world seems Hi, this is Mark Abrams like filling in for an ailing Stephanie Abrams, talking with Donna Franca, founder of the iconic tour operator to Italy, Donna Franca Tours. And when we ended the last segment, I brought up the point that we'd like to know for people who are going to Italy for the first time. So can you give us a little bit of that?
We have designed for the people who are going to Italy for the first time an independent arrangement, which is called the three cultural capital of Italy, which are, of course, Rome, Florence, and Venice. But along the way, we are giving a little bit of touches of the areas around these three big cities. For instance, when we are down from Rome, we go down to Naples, we touch a little bit the Amalfi Coast, we visit Pompeii, the excavation of Pompeii, and see, we are giving a private guide in every place, but we are not giving a tour escort to all their end all day long. Just private guides in Rome, Florence, and Venice, where they have all the sightseeing, the major sightseeing of the city. Then, as I said, we show a little bit the outskirts of Naples when we go down to the Amalfi Coast or to Pompeii. We take them to a winery located on the slopes of Mount Vesuvius, and they have a wine tasting with lunch there with a spectacular view of Mount Vesuvius on one side and the beautiful Mediterranean Sea on the other.
You know, years ago, Stephanie and I walked up to the top of Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And it was amazing that there were 80-year-old Italian little grandmother-type women with their walking sticks, and they were walking like, you know, it was a flat surface, and we're plodding
Don't tell
along.
Me. My grandmother, you know, never went by car. She walked from one town to another.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was a child visiting her during the summer months, because we were living in Rome, she would make me walk from one town to another, which was maybe 12, 13 miles, you know. But that's the way they were doing it at that time.
Yeah.
Then going back to the three cities of culture, then we go to Florence.
Right.
And we stay three
beautiful,
nights in Florence.
Beautiful, beautiful city.
We stay three nights in Rome. And then in Florence again, after we see the city of Florence, we take him in the countryside, because some people say, I want to see Tuscany. Florence is the capital of the region of Tuscany. But Tuscany, when they mean Tuscany, they mean they want to see the countryside outside in the outskirts of Florence. And so we take them to Siena, San Gimignano, We take him to the Chianti district. So we give him a wine tasting again. We bring him to a winery. You know, we do different things and over and above showing them the art and culture, museum, churches of the main major cities. Then from there we go to Venice. And also in Venice we are giving two nights of Venice. But you see, this particular arrangement, it's good any day of the week from April to October. So they can choose their date. This is what the good about our programs, our, you know, policy. We are giving flexibility to our clients. We have recognized the clients do not want to do what you are telling them to do. They want suggestions for you. They want you to set up a beautiful itinerary for them. But they know how much they want to stay, how long they want to stay, how much they want to spend, what kind of hotel category they want, and if they want to see just the city of the major city, our city of Rome, Florence, and Venice, or they want something else.
Well, you know, it's amazing because what you're saying is something that we've talked about so often, Stephanie and I, that it's the most efficient way is to have a good guide in a place that you want to see and who can speak your language.
That's
and
right.
Show you the important parts and give you some of the background and the history. I was going to ask you a question because you were talking about Pompeii before.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in Pompeii, every morning, the dogs used to line up at the gate and wait for it to open. And then each of the dogs would go to a specific spot and lay underneath one of the caskets or in front of one of the displays. Do they still do that? Is that still happening? Do you know?
Well, when I was there, I didn't see any dogs going into the excavation and lay down in the shade of a monument or something. You know, I didn't see that.
Yeah, we always thought it was just, you know, the dogs were remembering the ghosts of the people who passed away all those centuries.
Maybe,
you know,
I did not see dogs when I was there.
Okay.
And I was there quite a few times. Maybe at that time that you were there was, you know, there were some dogs that they wanted to enter the excavation.
Well, we're almost out of time, but let me ask you one more question. For people who've been to Italy once, twice, three times, do you have anything special that you're going to give to our listeners to make them jump in there?
Go to different areas, like enjoy the, for instance, the Aeolian Island, a little all these islands outside the coast of Sicily. And take a beautiful vacation, 5 nights between this lovely island connected by boat from each other, and stay in Lipari, in Vesuvius, you know, in these beautiful areas, and go to something that to a destination that they never had seen before. Another beautiful destination is the Cinque Terre, which is up on the north of Italian Riviera. That is an also a beautiful vacation. There are five Cinque Terre, means five lands, and there are five fishing villages connected also by train or by boat. And they are like their names are Vernazza, Corniglia, Manarola, Rio Maggiore.
Easy for you
Monte
to say.
Rosso a Mare. Those are beautiful, beautiful little towns.
Well, Donna, listen, we're just about out of time, so thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to take you up on your invitation to visit with you in your Boston home sometime in 2016.
Please do that.
Donna, thank you so much.
Come back next week. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.